This is Dragoon, and this is Dragoon's Sunday broadcast. Comet's been filling in for me, but I figured now maybe we can, you know, kind of switch it up a little every other week. Maybe I can do it. We can take turns. One week he may man the tower, the next week I may man the tower, and by man I mean record, and by tower I mean the Sunday broadcast. I'm not drunk. He does them drunk. Let's get this straight here. I'm gonna do them sober. I feel I have that much integrity. But it is funny to listen to him do them drunk. He hasn't lived up to the funniest thing I've ever heard a drunk person say, but he's said some funny stuff. And the funniest thing I've ever heard, and God, I wish I could remember because I was somewhat drunk at the time too, but someone had said something, a word, and another guy claimed that it rhymed with America. He's like, oh, yes, something, something, whatever word it was, America, you see? And it didn't rhyme, but it was close. I mean, if you stretched your imagination, it was close. But it was so funny. And I'm never going to be able to remember what that word or phrase was that almost did, but did not actually rhyme with America. All right, let's go.
And now, live from New York.
Actually recorded earlier.
It's your friend, Dragoon.
First off, I'd like to say that since Comet seems to be covering, you know, brick films, internet goings on, you know, that kind of stuff, I thought the focus of my broadcasts would be more general, you know, my interests, whatever's going on in my life. Maybe I'll talk about what's going on in your life. No, that'd be kind of creepy. You'd be like, Dragoon, why the fuck do you know what's going on in my life? I think I was a stalker or something. So, let's talk about what's going on in my life. And I did just something very exciting just happened. I got a medical examination. So, I don't have, what is it? I don't have, not meningitis. I got immunized from meningitis, but there's something I don't have. Like, I got a test. Oh, anemia. I don't have anemia. And the physical in general went pretty well, which unfortunately isn't a sure thing for me. They can actually barely get me to pull my pants down at a physical. The doctor says, drop your drawers, and I just kind of whimper and tug noncommittally at my waistband. You know, thinking of that, have you ever had a doctor that didn't actually use those exact words, drop your drawers? Because every single fucking doctor I've ever had has put it in those words exactly. It's almost as if like doctors as a people had, you know, a big group meeting. One of them initiated it. They said, we need to settle on what we're going to say when we want them to pull their pants down. Because the way we're doing it now sounds kind of sexually threatening. And then they came up with drop your drawers and they're sticking to it. Thick and thin. Because whatever they were saying back in the old days just didn't work. Whatever it was. Maybe they said, can I see your cock? Can you show me your cock? And then the patient would stare blankly at them, you know, a look of fear and disdain. And the doctor would have no choice but to say, that never happened, sir. Please. Please, sir, if you would, drop your drawers. And perhaps that, in fact, was how the change was made. A big moment in history, which is something that I like, by the way, history. Not many people like history that I know. Well, you know, some people say they like history. They but they actually don't care. And if you ask them about it, they don't know a single fucking thing about any era of history. You ask them like the simplest, you make reference to the simplest thing that you think anyone would know. And they just, they're like, what? And that's why I'm planning in a major act of terrorism. No, I'm not. Seriously, I'm not planning an act of terrorism. And I'll admit that, well, I won't admit. I will concede nothing. But I do know that some people say that the reason that, well, they blame teachers and they blame professors for the reason no one's interested in history, because they say, all right, these teachers are so fucking boring. They just list names and dates. Why can't they tell us something interesting about the people that lived in those times? And I know what they mean. Even though I have never seen a teacher that just lists names and dates. I mean, that'd be crazy. Like a teacher that just stands there and says, 1795 Napoleon, 1813 Russia, 1814 Battle of the Nations, Elba, 1815 Napoleon, Waterloo, St. Helena, Duke of Wellington also. Class dismissed. I mean, who wouldn't find that interesting? I would find that very interesting. That would blow my fucking mind. But I digress, and I do understand what people mean, okay? I'm not blind. I may be deaf, but I'm not blind. And actually, I'm not even deaf, so I'm neither of those things. People that say history lessons are boring have a point, because we've all been there. We can all picture that phenomenon, this thing they describe, the boring, stuffy history lesson. And it needs to be more personable, you know? I mean, I could think of 1,000 facts that would get people pumped up, get people ready to learn about history. And I mean, I can cite 1,000 examples. I'll cite one. I'll just cite one, because we don't have time for 1,000. All right? I'm not going to sit here and list a fucking 1,000 reasons why you should like history, because I don't really give that much of a shit. But the one fact that I would like to share is about Roman art. All right? I'm gonna tell you about Roman art. I'm going to tell you something I read. You might have read it too. I don't remember where I read it. Probably on Wikipedia. Phone's ringing. Just a second. All right, we're back. Okay, I deleted that phone call, the recording of it, because it was really personal, all right? Stop prying, all right? You can't hear everything that goes on in my life. Where was I? Okay, I read about Roman art, and this is what I read. They would draw penises, all right? And people noticed something about the penises they drew. They noticed that they were almost caricatured. The big, huge, you know, monster cocks were representative. It was considered a trait of buffoons and barbarians. And the reason why this is interesting, in my opinion, is that now we know, just from this one little fact, I mean, and I haven't listed any names, any dates. I mean, I've been totally nondescript. You probably think I'm making this shit up. But I haven't done any of those things that people find boring. And so this is an interesting fact. And the reason it's interesting is that it explains why the Romans rose to such incredible power during the heyday of the Roman Empire. Because they were capable. They were inventive enough. They were, what's the word? They were fucking opportunistic enough that they could make fun of people for having bigger dicks than them. They would laugh. They would say, you're a fucking loser. You're a barbarian. You're uncivilized. Because you have a large cock that would probably please my wife better than my own. That explains it. The whole rise of the Roman Empire can be attributed to this one fact that I seem to remember from somewhere. I don't know where. So I think that we've learned something, and I'm proud of that. I'm like, from Comet's broadcasts, we learn nothing. We just hear a drunken loser in his apartment rambling. But with Dragoon's broadcast, we learn something. You've learned something. I've learned something. No, I haven't actually learned anything. I knew this all already. Everything that I've said, it was in my brain. But I have shared it with you. And so what I have done is promote sharing. I mean, when was the last time any of you did that? And be honest. I mean, for that matter, when was the last time you were honest? When's the last time that you were honest? And what was the other thing? And sharing. When was the last time you were honest and sharing? Probably a long time ago. And that's why our world is a fucking shithole. I'll see you in 2 weeks from now.